just a few halakhot in the cases of Pidyon HaBen. It happens sometimes that the child is born and for whatever reason they cannot do the Brit Milah on the child until a few months later. Let's say it's premature, or God forbid the child is sick. We know that Pidyon is done on the 31st day. So the question is, can you do a Pidyon before the Brit Milah? And the poskim say absolutely. That's the opinion of Hacham Avadya as well. And that is the Minhag. The Chidah is in question, the same question, Haim Sha'al, Chalik Aleph, Siman Lamed Aleph, where he says that the Pidyon comes first. Hacham Avadya actually adds in Yabi Omer Chalik Dalet Yoreh De'asof Siman Chafeh that you should definitely do the Pidyon because it's a zechut for the child to be padu and then give him a refuah shelema. The Gemara calls Pidyon Yeshua HaBen, the salvation of the child. So therefore, it's a protection for the child as well. The question is, let's say the child is now due for circumcision on the 31st day, the same day of the Pidyon, when they come together. So then the poskim say, you do the Brit Milah first, and then you do the Pidyon. So you're doing that, you're doing them basically together. Malin oto kodem v'har kach podim oto. The Shach brings that down in Yoreh De'ah, Shin Hes If Katan Yud Bet. He says, Mishum da'amila hi ot hachnasat ha-berit, v'lmale kabalat ha-berit en chiyuv, the mitzvat pidyon ben kelal. It means, first you have to come into the covenant, and when you come into the covenant of the brit, then you do the mitzvot of pidyon. So that's the Shach's reason. The last question is, that when we count these 31 days, let's say a child is born and he has to be put in the incubator. So how do you look at the incubator? Some poskim look at the incubator that the kid's not born yet. The incubator is basically a virtual womb. So therefore you don't start counting the 30 until he comes out of the incubator. That would be like when he was born. The ma'aseh, the majority of the poskim say you count the fact he was born, even if he's put into the to the incubator, and even though he can't live without the incubator, doesn't matter. The Yeshuvim Shemunina Yamin Matchila Hara Leda Vechen Ikar. Who's the Vechen Ikar? He quotes over here Torah Yoledet from Rav Yashiv. The En Hashvahut Beincubator Nechshevet Lo Lehemshech Hedayon. We don't consider the incubator continuation of the pregnancy just out of the womb. She gave birth. And therefore, the halakha says you count it even in that case from when the child is born.